Today from the Ohio Newsroom, inclusive playgrounds. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Raw. A new playground in the northwestern corner of Ohio probably looks pretty similar to the one that sits in your own neighborhood. The park in Bryan has all the typical fixtures of fun: slides, a row of swing sets, monkey bars. But a crowd of community members came to its grand opening this month, not just to celebrate the polished play equipment, but the kids who will be able to use it. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
So far, the summer afternoons at Lincoln Park have been packed. Kids zigzag their way through crowds, playing tag, and taunting their parents to catch them if they can. Josiah Negi is giggling alongside them. He can't contain his joy as his father carries him down a slide made up of small rollers. The bumpy slide is perfect for neurodivergent children who seek out heightened sensory experiences, like Josiah. The smiley 5-year-old has developmental disabilities and gets around on a wheelchair. But his mom, Emily Negi, says he still likes to go fast.
You know, you think of a typical 5-year-old, they're running nonstop all day. And so if he can get that burst of something fast, you know, he loves that.
He loves playgrounds. But at most parks, families like the Negis struggle to navigate wheelchairs through wood chips or find a shady place to take a break. An important thing for kids like Josiah who struggle with heat regulation. Emily says the typical playground isn't designed for kids like him. It's a predicament that Paula Klein knows well.
Hey, how about a hug?
Klein was a paraprofessional at the Bryan City School District for 12 years. And she says finding a space where her special education class could all play was difficult. They had to travel over an hour away and out of state for a suitable spot. For the last decade, she's dreamed of making that trip shorter for her former students.
We need a park where all can play together. Babies, handicapped, non-handicapped, everybody can play, develop, and learn together.
Her dream came true this month with the opening of the playground at Lincoln Park. It's one of more than 40 so-called inclusive playgrounds across the state. Some of the accessible features are clearly visible. There are ramps, handicap accessible swings, a rocking boat that's wide enough for a wheelchair. But others are more subtle. A sign is posted just near the slide with the alphabet in sign language. There's a panel of Braille by the monkey bars, and plenty of canopies to help kids like Josiah cool down.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I flipped.
You flipped.
Bryan's Parks and Recreation Director, Ben Dominic, says they thought about adding a small accessible space to an already existing park, but nixed that idea.
We didn't want to further separate that. We wanted to make sure that whatever we did was inclusive for all, and they could all play on the same playground.
Josiah and his dad, Luke, like it that way. But he says the community was able to fundraise the $700,000 for the playground because it's a win for every family in Bryan, not just his own.
People might think, oh, this is going to be boring for normal kids. It's not. I mean, if you see the vast majority of the kids here don't have any kind of handicap at all, and seem like they're having a good time.
The biggest bursts of joy come from the park's centerpiece, a tall green slide. Kids scramble up the stairs and form a line that bounces in anticipation. They take turns sliding down, each met with encouraging shouts by their parents. Josiah and his mom zip down the slide together. Their laughter is indistinct from the families around them. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Bryan.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.